When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You'd be like, what are they restoring? They are restoring things that got destroyed. We restore what got destroyed. That's what we do at Paul Davis. And I do that with, I'm one of their emergency technicians. That's why I say we, because I'm the one out there doing the work. If you've had a fire and you got smoke damage and things like that, I'm the one that you might see out there cleaning it up. But I may be the one that you don't see. You never know. But the important people who get it done fast will be there. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to acquire their services. Paul love it. Paul love it. Can't see me cleaning up something, restoring it after a fire, Riggins. Is that the look on your face?
Yeah, I don't know that would give me a lot of confidence if I saw you out there trying to fix something.
I didn't say I would do it right.
Oh, well.
But I can do it.
Paul Davis don't want that.
Then he's going to have to come out and clean another bed. Yeah.
We got to send out a second crew to fix what you tried to fix.
We had some smoke damage in the living room, and then he left. Now we got bats. Yeah. Where did that come from? He brought bats in here. COVID bats at that. So Alexis has already offended Mr. Todd, the cameraman. He's been here just a few. He hadn't said much of anything to anybody. He's just been working feverishly. And she said, you look like you would have a tongue ring.
Yeah, I did say that.
What does that mean exactly?
He just has that look.
Because we were talking about earlier on the regular old show that that Riggins said people over 40 with a tongue ring is trashy. And you think Mr. Todd looks like the type that would have a tongue ring and be trashy because he's over 40.
I didn't say he would be trashy, but I mean, he was a DJ at a strip club. Those are the types that wear tongue rings.
Well, you got a point. You got a point.
Wow.
He was in his early 20s when he was a strip club DJ.
Yeah, but he still looks the same.
Now he videos at the strip club.
Right.
He looks young, though, so.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. He does.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
47.
Oof. Sheesh, he could be my dad, too.
Yeah. That's where we got him. Well, yeah, because she's 31. So how many years is that different?
Like 15, probably.
Yeah.
16.
Something like that, 16.
Yeah, so yeah, you could be her dad. Her dad's probably not much more than 16 years older than she is.
Mm-mm.
How old's your dad?
18 years older.
Yeah, see? Damn, Todd.
Woo! Come on, man.
You old.
You old as hell.
You could be a grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa. Grandpa with a damn tongue ring.
Yup. At the strip club.
Why does nobody ever get a hoop in their tongue? It's always a straight spike-like thing. Why don't you get a hoop?
Would food get caught in it?
The food doesn't get caught in the other. It's just
in a hoop.
It's all weird to me.
Yeah, grandpa with a tongue ring. That is so odd. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Tongue rings and those gauges in their ears. Just I can't even look at them.
Grandpa with gauges.
Because it makes me cringe. Like it's Yeah, it makes me queasy.
Have you seen the when they take out the gauges and no. they don't have?
Oh yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
it's just loose and open.
Yeah, it's like,
I've seen Dr. Dr. Sandra Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper, fixing somebody's ears because of the gauges and all.
So you can correct that then if it's all straight. Can they just sew it back together?
Yeah, and I think they have to. Don't they have to cut away some of the excess skin?
They remove that part that's hanging, and then you're left with like this arc, and then they just sew it back together and recreate your earlobe.
Yeah. Ugh. It's so worth it, though, you know, to have the gauges.
Is it true that your ears keep growing as you get older?
I don't know. I'm sure, like, you mean after you're an adult?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think so. Just from looking at old men, Joe Namath looks like his ears are just going to weight his head down now on those commercials he does for the reverse mortgage or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or whatever that commercial he does.
Yeah, bones stop growing, but cartilage, the plastic-like stuff in ears and noses, cartilage continues to grow into the day you die.
Sheesh.
Not only does cartilage grow, but earlobes elongate from gravity, and that makes ears look even larger as you grow older.
You got some hangers on you.
Yeah. Some swanging.
Swanging, hanging.
Dumbo.
Some clackers.
So does your nose droop, too, because of gravity?
Yeah.
What?
Your nose would continue to get larger and it would slightly droop.
Oh, no. I don't want my nose to get larger and droop. I don't want a droopy nose.
It seems like it's more of a man thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't look at women and go, damn, she got some big old lady got some big ass ears.
No. Yeah. And men also have hair in their ears.
Yeah.
That's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why y'all have hair in your ears?
Because it's something that happens. Oh, young men don't.
Yeah.
So it's a testosterone thing. I believe it has something to do with hormones and stuff, where you start growing hair in places that you usually wouldn't.
That doesn't sound like a good problem to have.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Why you got a lot of hair on your lip?
Damn. Yeah, why you looking like Zorro up in here?
Yeah.
You look like Puss in Boots. Hair all over your face.
I do. I'm hairy.
Do you shave like your where your a mustache would be?
Hypothetically, I wax it.
You wax it.
Yeah.
Would you have a stash if you didn't do that?
Probably. I probably would have a little, not like a full blown stash. But
what
like
do we have to offer you to grow out a mustache?
It won't grow out like that.
Oh, no? You know your ass was walking here looking like Ted Lasso.
No, I would not.
Rob got eyelashes. What do we need to give you to grow out a mustache?
I'm not growing it out. I gotta also pluck sometimes. I get like two hair chins. I gotta pluck them out.
Yeah,
I hate chin those. Hairs.
Yeah, and that's a sign of women aging.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
It is. It is.
Sure.
Like men get the hair in their ears, women will start growing hairs on their chins and stuff.
That does mean, though, it'll get worse as you grow older if you've already gotten them.
You're going to have a goatee.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not going to be a cute old lady. Mm. I'm going to look like an old billy goat with just a bunch of hair everywhere.
Yeah, you just got to make sure to keep it shaved down.
Twice
a
day.
Go to the barber. Go to the barber once a week.
You're going
to
look like Goldberg. Here comes Eddie Guerrero.
It's not like that. Yeah. I promise.
It is like that.
No, it's not.
That's life.
You're going to look like damn Uncle Si.
Like a nutcracker.
I'm going to have whiskers. Well,
so is it like in those chin hairs that you get? Mm-hmm. It's the same two every time?
Yeah, it's the same two.
That's the way it works. And you go to bed one night and they're not there, and the next day you look up and they're like 3 inches long.
I hate it. I'm like, how did they grow so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Is it dark?
It's the worst.
Is it blonde?
No, it's dark. I keep tweezers in my car just in case.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes when you get in your car where the sun hits you, you can see stuff that you can't see in your bathroom mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You just catch a glimpse of it in the rearview mirror. You're like, oh, my God.
I got a hairy chin.
Have I had that all day?
Not cute, let me tell you.
What? That's... It sounds
sounds so cute.
So sexy.
You got hairs in your nose, too.
Yeah, so don't be saying anything about men having hair in their ears when you got a scruff coming in on your chin.
I don't have scruff. It's two hairs.
You got a damn shadow.
My hair from my chinny chin chin.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Does it hurt when you pull it out?
No. I like pulling them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like you doing that too.
Yeah, I think everybody likes that.
Keep it up.
She's trying to be like her cat.
It's a Latina problem. Latina women have dark hair.
A lot of women have that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, like, talking about being extra hairy.
Oh. Why is that? Because it's not a Latino problem.
Yeah, Latino men are pretty hairy, too. Mm. Some are.
I've never seen any, and I look up a lot of shirtless Latinos on the internet, and I don't see it.
A lot of Latino men.
I just know that when I went to El Salvador, all the old women who looked like they had mustaches, so.
Well.
So.
That is your future.
No. They don't have wax out there.
Now, I know those Kardashians always talk about Armenian women being hairy and everything.
Maybe because it's like coarse hair, too.
Hmm.
And dark.
Hmm. That's starting to happen to you at 31, or how long has it been happening? More than a year? You look at those chin hairs?
Maybe like a few years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That's an early sprout.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Early sprouting?
That's an early sprout we got going here.
The early chin sprout.
Yeah, I don't know any woman that's talked about that who's under 40.
Well.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Ew.
I mean, I told you guys. I could have not told y'all.
Right. Oh, you're right.
That's you what got. You and Rob need to have is a beard off. Yeah. You and Rob, see who can grow the best beard.
No, I don't get a whole beard. Whatever.
Coming up in here looking like a Hispanic schnauzer.
Yeah. Your damn billy goat.
Mm.
Yeah, we wouldn't judge it on thickness or anything, because obviously he'd probably win, but I don't know. I think I would prefer Alexis's beard. Like, if we were just, like, which one do you like, think is funnier, better by Alexis's? That would win.
I'd be the bearded lady.
Yeah.
Of the Ace and TJ mm-hmm. show.
Mm-hmm. No. You would just be the bearded lady. You would no longer be of the Ace and TJ show.
So if I grow a beard, I won't have a job anymore.
That is correct.
You can't do that. That's discrimination.
I don't think we can say that on the radio.
Okay.
Well, I think you can say
that. Where do you keep the tweezers?
In my car or in my house?
In the ones that you have to have on you at all times for the chin hairs.
I have like three tweezers. First tweezer, car tweezer. I keep it in the middle console.
Okay, so not in your purse.
No, I keep another in my purse if I'm going out.
Okay.
Damn.
In
case a random hair sprouts out while I'm out at having dinner or something.
It happens. Like,
yeah.
My God.
I'm like a chichilla pet.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go shave. Like in the middle of dinner? Yeah.
Again.
What?
There's
hell?
Only one ch in that. There's
not a chichilla pet. Chichilla. No, you have to say it like that.
No, you don't.
Chia pet. Chichilla.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, if you're gonna say it like they sing it, then you gotta say the whole thing. Chichilla. Not just a chichilla.
Chichilla pet.
Yeah.
No, not correct.
That's how I say it.
Exactly. Wow. That's how I say it. I'm chichilla petting all over the place.
I just picture her, you know, going to visit her mom and getting little bits of pupusa stuck in her beard.
Yeah.
Like, you got some.
I got some cheese strings caught in my beard.
Yeah. Mm, you got some of that juice from your empanada in your. In your beard, Alexis.
Does your mom have this issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to start calling her beard like cute names like the Flavor Saver. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No,
and the
no.
Boom, broom, you know, all of those.
We're going to be like, here comes the old prospector. Come on in.
Whatever.
Yeah. There's gold in them there heels.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. with locations in Charlotte and Cornelius. Find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace. And you know, there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to my life. And it's long been established on this show that it's a lot of stress in my life. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things that I'm dealing with. But you got to take control of your mental health. I've learned recently how important it is to manage your daily stress, manage those anxious thoughts. It's something we all want to do, but most of us don't know where to even begin. Well, I've heard so many great things about Noom when it comes to weight loss. When I found out there was Noom Mood, I absolutely wanted to jump on board and see what it's all about. With Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. They've got a guided approach that will teach you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. You're not alone because you have a coach that walks through it with you, and it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You go at your pace. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I hate to even bring this up now, but I had it pulled aside as a topic for Share Funny. But Alexis telling us about her facial hair problems and all, it's gotten everybody thrown out of whack. I don't even look at her the same anymore. I can't. And then during the break, she said that she gets a sweat stash all the time.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
It's the truth. I hate it so much. It's one of the things, like, it's the most annoying about myself.
She was saying she puts on, like, full face of makeup, and then she'll sweat, you know, above her lip, and then she'll take a picture, and her whole face will be, you know, beat to the gods, as they say. And there'll be a big white strip above her lip.
It's the worst. And then if I wear a lipstick, it, like, brings more attention to it. Oh, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, sweat the makeup off her lip.
And I've tried to look up, like, products to use. I can't find anything that works. You would think that deodorant, just put deodorant on, that doesn't work.
Antiperspirant.
You put an antiperspirant above your
lip? I tried it, because I was like, well, if it works on your armpits, then it might work on my stash.
Yeah, holy crap.
Here's a dumb idea. There's got to be something wrong with this idea. But hear me out on this. Boxers, when they, to keep the sweat from coming down in their eyes, they use Vaseline and they put it right hand. Now they do a lot of it, but could you not take maybe a very thin, like on your pinky, a little thin thing of Vaseline and put it right across the top like that? Would that
maybe?
Would that, it would push it? I don't know.
I'll try.
It would still,
still be
it
shiny.
Might still be shiny.
It'll be shiny. I don't want
so
it
you'd
shiny.
Have to almost push it, like work it down in there a little bit. So I don't know if that would work or not.
Yeah, or put powder over the Vaseline. Then you walk around with a thick ass lip,
but then sticking out. And then this part's going to be a different color than the rest of my face.
Right, and then the sweat's still going to run down, and he'll pull the makeup off the size of your mouth, and you look like a dummy.
Yeah,
like you in a ventriloquist act.
It would take some work to figure out what lines, how to do it. But.
Yeah, so if anybody has that same problem and they found a solution, please let me know.
For a solution for a sweat stash.
Sweat stash.
I'm just going to Google that for fun. And
I can't believe antiperspirant didn't keep it from sweating.
I thought it would.
I would love to see that. Like rubbing the Irish Spring under her her nose.
Now, you sure you used antiperspirant and not just deodorant?
No, because I don't do deodorant without antiperspirant in it.
Yeah, me too. I don't be doing that. I don't get the point because I don't want to be sweating.
No, and I sweat.
And they go, but all the aluminum in the. Right. Who cares?
Whatever.
Who
if cares? I'm going to get aluminum in my armpits, whatever.
I get enough in my armpits to make a bat. That's what I'm looking for.
Tons of aluminum.
Big old bat.
I just found an article that says the $12 hack for getting rid of your sweaty upper lip is so weird, it's genius.
Yeah, how much does it cost to jump off a bridge? That's the only cure.
Because I have a sweaty, I should jump off a bridge.
Yep. Alexis?
That'll fix it.
There is a product called Neat Feet, N-E-A-T-F-E-A-T, 3B Face Saver.
Face
it costs, it's, I think at this time it was like on sale for $12, but it's normally about $16. That says works like a hardcore primer to minimize facial sweating.
I wear hardcore. Primer.
You need a primer.
I do put primer on. Mm-hmm. That's a normal thing, Robin. Makeup.
It sounds. When I hear primer, yeah. I think of paint.
Maybe you do that.
There's a product
electric,
for it,
electric shock stuff, like when people have the problem with the sweaty hands and feet, and they put in those electric deals from the doctor, and it. Mm-hmm. Keeps them, makes them, the sweat glands stop. Maybe that's what you need. You
I
need
should some, electrocute myself.
Yeah, just hook up some jumper cables to your lip.
That's what it is.
Just give yourself a good jolt every now and then.
Hey, seriously, Alexis, all you got to do is Google that. I Googled a solution for a female sweat mustache. And dude, you laugh. There may be, well, it's endless, the numbers of things that come up. There's a whole...
I might try that.
There's a whole YouTube, 5 makeup hacks for upper lip sweat.
Yeah, a whole YouTube.
I'm sorry to say this, a whole YouTube series, but it wasn't a series. It was just one thing. But there are lots of things that will help you with that problem.
Riggins had that procedure where he doesn't sweat under his arms anymore. I bet they could just point that at your face and do it.
Do you think that also make the hair fall out?
Yeah, because my armpit hair never really grew back.
It didn't?
As
well, that's good.
Like, no, it did, but it's just not as...
Fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. So you do have a significant problem with the stash.
No, it's not significant. It's just like boop, boop, boop on the corners a little bit sometimes. Boop, boop. I never said I had a full stash. You guys said that.
Hmm. You said you were damn Sam Elliott.
No, I did not.
She looks like she's leading a rebel army in El Salvador.
Freedom! Libertad!
That's a normal look out there. Mustache.
I think it's cute.
For the ladies, it's normal?
I mean, yes. Yeah. You see it a lot.
So how often do you wax your stash?
When I get my nails done, so every 2 weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks.
And is it during, at that 2 week mark, could you tell that you need the waxing, or is just, you just get it done then before you can see it?
No, I can tell.
All right. Well, before you get your nails done,
I'm not
going to
do
show
that.
Us.
No. No. I'm not letting you see my stash. I'm not letting anybody see the stash ever.
Nobody sees the stash.
No, even when I get married, I'm not going to let anybody see the stash.
Get some, get your eyelash ladies to put some extensions on your stash.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look like Chef Boyardee.
I wonder if they'll let me into the beard and mustache club in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Just roll up.
Start waxing, like putting that, keeping it laid down, groomed.
Ay, ay, ay.
But you've got just the parts that you need for to flip it up on the corners, like a handlebar mustache. Yeah.
Can you imagine me with a thin handlebar mustache?
I am. Yes. I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact. It's hilarious.
How would I look? Mm-hmm. Cute?
No.
You would look like a little kid in a Halloween costume.
Yeah. Like you're about to go tie somebody to a train track or something. Like a damn
like
soul.
I'm a conductor or something.
No. Not the conductor. The conductor doesn't tie people to.
Like a villain. He shouldn't do that.
Well,
that's funny. A vandal. Yeah.
Looking like the guy that was trying to steal Frosty Snowman's hat.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's not like that.
Come on, be a team player. We want to see
it. I am. I told you about it. That's a team player.
We want to see it.
Mm-hmm. I could have been like, no, I never grow any facial hair, ever. Perfect.
Do you grow hair on your arms and stuff, too? Mm-hmm. You're hairy all
but
over.
But I wax, yeah.
You wax your arms.
Your arms get
it
waxed?
It doesn't, yeah.
Ooh, does it hurt?
No, I like it how it feels.
And you get that done when you get your nails done, too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you were in there all day, aren't you?
Yes.
They're like, oh my God, here comes
cancel
America's,
all my appointments.
Here comes America's favorite little Bigfoot.
Little squad.
That's crazy.
I know, it's not fun.
What about your back?
No.
No, you don't have hair on your back? Mm-mm.
Armpits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I should shave it. Yeah. Everybody has hair in their armpits.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he means like hair.
No.
Yeah. She's talking about hair.
Where else hair.
No, I don't get like a whole bunch. Just like a few here and there.
So you get your eyebrows, mustache, and arms waxed?
I don't get my eyebrows waxed.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can see.
Shut up. Yeah, my arms, mustache, yeah.
How much does it cost to get your arms waxed?
I think it's $20 or $15.
Wow. It probably cost me a fortune to get this big old ass python's wax.
Gotta get that gun wax.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they would do your arms like that.
They do everything.
I don't know why they wouldn't, because I used to go have my back waxed every now and then.
Oh,
man, I don't even know why single. I have hairy arms. My mom doesn't. My aunt does, too. But as she got older, they started falling off or something. I don't know.
And you do it every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And what's the total cost for all the wax? Like $100?
If I'm doing bikini wax too, yeah, over $100.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it is. Yeah. The upkeep, it's expensive. If not, I would just be a hairy, gross, no eyelash mess.
Mm-hmm. Expensive to be a bad bitch. You know?
Exactly. This takes some work.
So looking like Captain Caveman.
I have no eyelashes, hairy as hell, no nails.
Question though, wouldn't it be easier and obviously a lot cheaper to use some type of just a, like for your arms instead of paying to have your arms waxed, to just use like a shaver that it would shave it all the way down?
Yeah, but waxing, it will take longer for it to grow, and it's softer. It's like better for your skin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember that stuff they used to, they called it NADS?
Yep.
That was an at-home, wasn't, you didn't have to heat it up, but it was funny because it was called NADS.
It is funny.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a wax stuff that, you know, it was supposedly pain-free, and you didn't have to heat it, so it wasn't hot wax. And they sold it at drugstores and everything. It was a huge product because it was one of those that started, it was an as-seen-on-TV thing, and then they started carrying them in stores and all that.
And you just rip it off like wax?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look it up.
What's the sticky part of it? Like, what is it?
It's wax.
Oh, it's still wax, yeah. But it just doesn't need to be hot.
Right.
Nah, it's...
Yeah, that was one of those, like, I think around the same time the Shake Weight came out.
Oh, waxing dots?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they were dots. We had some. We used it on the show as a funny thing, one of those experiment things.
Yeah.
One time I tried to use Nair on my upper lip, and it burned.
Oh, God. Whoa. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I was. I was young, younger, I feel like, and it burned.
You can't use it on your face?
No.
No.
You get a rash.
Where are you supposed to use it?
In your legs.
Like down there?
Yeah, I think they, it's mainly for your legs, but don't they make a bikini area version of it and all? It stinks.
I just think that probably doesn't work.
Huh?
The bikini version, I feel like that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem like it.
They still sell it, TJ. NADS for men, NADS for men, intimate removal cream for men.
For their NADS.
Intimate removal.
NADS
intimate
for their.
Ooh, you need to do some intimate removal.
This one is Nad's face butter. I don't like that at all. Has anyone seen my Nad's face butter? Yeah, yeah, I got your Nad's face butter right here.
you want to put my Nad's butter on your face?
Ew, no.
Not at all.
Disgusting.
Your Nad's
I don't want your Nad's butter anywhere near me.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! All right, Riggins.
Yeah.
Just to prove that I'm not making this up, I'm going to hand you a copy of what this this headline is and what's one of those odd knowledge facts. And you can read it for yourself and to everyone else to prove that I'm not just making it up. Because was it yesterday that Alexis had the hiccups?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does number 4 on that story list say?
The most effective cure for hiccups, according to doctors, is inserting a finger into the rectum.
What? Whoa. No, you're lying. Why would I do that? Why would anybody do that?
I'm not saying you do it. I'm just saying that we were talking about hiccups yesterday. And there are so many different ways that people say to get rid of hiccups. I've never heard of this one. But if they're looking to distract you and get your breathing, which is what hiccups would be, to get your breathing back to normal. And that would make me forget about the hiccups altogether, unless I hiccuped just as it was happening. Like
that's what I was thinking would happen.
Oh my God.
I don't know what would happen if you hiccup and...
And it doesn't say, it just says a finger.
Yeah.
So
anyone.
Anybody with a finger can help you out with that. Did you help me get rid of my hiccup?
Sure.
If it was driving me crazy and I hadn't slept in days and all that, would you do the finger trick?
Sure.
To help me get rid of
it? Ew. Yeah.
That's sweet.
That's so gross.
That's a friend
But we're in Arby's. Yeah. I can't do that right now.
And what would be bad, though, is if I came in, I got the hiccups again.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're bad. I need that treatment again.
That's so gross.
And just double up just in case.
Yeah.
Make sure it really works.
I want to know.
You know what? We need to start doing it as a preventive.
Every day. I hate hiccups.
Make sure I don't get them.
I hate them.
Can't afford to get them in this line of work.
Let me see the doctor that suggested that. He's like looks like some freak up.
Well, I want to know. How
did that get invented?
He had the hiccups all of a sudden.
Is there some scientific methodology that made him think, now wait a minute, I wonder if this will work?
Somebody's just going, you know what works for me?
Yeah. You talk about a life hack. I wouldn't. Yeah. Who's going to post that somewhere? This is what I've discovered.
I swear, Doc, I'm not lying. I hate the finger. And it worked every time.
I hate the hiccups.
I wonder if it's got to be a surprise finger. Like somebody just got
stuck on
you. Oh. Rob, gross.
the surprise finger.
I don't want that surprise at all.
The surprise finger.
That's the last thing I want on my birthday.
Right.
My finger.
All right. Here he comes. Everybody hide.
It originates in a New Zealand medical journal. So there's like, oi. stick a finger up your ass, yeah? How about I draw that? Okay.
Nothing else seems to work. Yeah. Give that a go.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like bullshit.
I think I'd live with the hiccups.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's proven by doctors, right?
Yeah.
Was so number four on the list?
Yeah.
Just trust me.
According to doctors.
Yeah. Just trust me. A dry finger?
No, I think surprise. That's what you got to surprise with whatever, you know. Sometimes you like has to have icing on it, like frosting.
Yeah, funfetti.
Maybe that's part of the scare treatment to get people. You're right. This is what I'm about to do to get rid of your hiccups. And then all of a sudden the hiccups are gone anyway. I scared you. Hiccups are gone.
The doctor on TikTok, hiccups are caused by erratic electrical impulses in the vagus nerve, and there just so happens to be the vagus nerve inside your rectum. So if you massage that.
Ooh.
So this is more than just putting a finger
up. Yeah, that's massaging. Like, you have to move it around and everything.
Are these cameras on? Okay.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, what happens in the vagus nerve stays in the vagus nerve. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the heart is also affected by the vagus nerve, so.
Yeah, everything of great import is in your rectum. Right. So.
Wow. Everything of great importance is in your butt.
Man's having a heart attack. Quick, there you go. Your finger up his butt.
Very profound.
CPR is all of a sudden different now.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Yeah, you think it's hard to get somebody to give a stranger mouth to mouth?
Yeah.
What are you going to do then?
They die. I'm sorry.
Mouth to mouth is not working. You know what you have to do.
All right.
Alexa, somebody.
There's a question. Which one would you rather do? If you got some scroungy looking, filthy person falls out in front of you, and you either got to do mouth to mouth on them or massage the vagus nerve. Which one are you doing? You can't let them die. You got to do one or the other.
Gonna have a glove?
No.
Then I'm gonna do mouth to mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Ace, which one would you be doing?
I don't want butt particles.
Both, just for good measure. I think the mouth to mouth would lead to the
God.
Ew. Yeah, maybe.
Your cards
are. Officer, this man's dying.
I think I might go mouth to mouth.
Walk up and the cop sees you, you know, with your finger in his rectum. What the hell's going on? This man's dying. He's having a heart attack. Well, why didn't you give him mouth to mouth? I did. How do you think this shit got started?
Gross.
You doing mouth to mouth, Ace?
I think so. Yeah, I think I go mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm not having to insert anything into his body, though.
But to me, it's easier to cleanse a body part like your hand than it is your mouth and your lips.
You're breathing it in.
And I have nails, though, and I just feel like it would go inside my nails.
Yeah, that would be a problem. You'd need a...
Like scoopers.
That is a valid point.
You'd need a brush.
Gross.
You're doing the rectum, Riggins?
Sure.
Rob?
A little Purell.
I can clean that up.
Yeah.
Ew, you guys are so gross.
Rob's just like, I mean, that's a Saturday night. No big deal.
Which one are you doing?
Oh, rectum.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do it.
Let's go. I've been preparing for this.
Who's dying?
Yeah. So I'm not dying. I didn't say I'm dying. Just trust me.
Like I said, less stuff gets transmitted to your hand than to your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know if I can insert a digit into a body.
And what if he has an accident while you're doing that?
I'm sure he would.
What if he just had one right before
still
you did
take that over the accident going on in his mouth.
Stop. Mm. Ew. No way, Jose.
Mm-hmm. That's gross.
I know.
Yeah, there is no good answer.
And you get a running start?
Yeah. Like you're jousting.
Hey, I don't want to mess around. We're making sure this thing gets inserted the first time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Ace was talking about Alexis with her mustache sweat. He's like, just put a little Vaseline on your pinky. And I'm like, wait, what? What are we talking about? If I'm doing that, there's a whole other plan in action.
Yeah, she sweating like Floyd Mayweather.
No, it's not that bad.
10th round.
Just got little beads of sweat.
This has been nasty all day.
I know. Gross. Yeah. Y'all gross.
You are beard queen.
Beard queen. It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
It sounds like they're saying stern on instead of turn on. It sounds like it said stern on.
Stern on.
I just noticed it. Oh, my God. I just noticed that. Riggins, when you were you a server at the P.F. Chang's for a week? You said it was about a week?
Yeah, maybe about a week.
Yeah. Did you ever get a good tip like where you went, wow, this is great?
Uh-oh.
Because they say that over tipping trend is over now that the pandemic is gone. And how about it's over because people are strapped for cash because of inflation and the economy and all.
There is that.
That's why it's, you know, people aren't over tipping
anymore. Well, yeah, and the main reason the over tipping began was because
they didn't have a job.
They didn't have jobs.
Yeah.
Because like I know there was a place that we used to order from when I lived uptown all the time. And we would continue to order from there because all you could do was take out. And the first person that delivered was normally a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she was able to stay employed, by doing the takeout stuff for the location. We were over tipping them like crazy.
Alexis, when you were in the restaurant business as a server, as a servant, did you like it better when the restaurant would put the automatic tip in there, or when it would leave? Like, say, if it's a big group, you know how they'll do that with groups over however many people, we add the gratuity. Did that upset you because you would have gotten more if they would have just let them tip whatever they wanted, or did you like that?
No, I liked it because if people want to leave additional tip, they could leave an additional tip.
And would they do it?
Yeah, for the most part.
See, I would think that they would tend to not be, because they're like, because if they're just leaving what they are looking at the bill and going, all right, I'll leave, let's see, they'll make sure we give her enough, so, and end up leaving more than 20% just because they didn't want to do the full math or right. have to wait on change or whatever. But once it's in there and they say it's 18%, isn't that what it usually is, 18%?
18 to 20, depending.
What they add. Mm-hmm. And it automatically would be 18, and they're like, oh, well, they've already done the math and sign it and then be done.
Yeah,
I think it's, they expect 20% now, don't they? It used to be 18. I think now it's crept its way up to 20.
It's been 20% since I started in restaurants. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I was under tipping for a while. I over tip anyway, but I always do at least 20% now. But I had a situation last night. It was not a good service night. We it took for, like, we had to ask twice, hey, can you check on our food? Because everybody else is getting food that came in after us. When it came, I ordered grilled mahi tacos. And she said, I said, well, this is tuna. She was, oh, I thought you said ahi.
Oh, well.
And I said, no, but I'll eat it. It's fine. It's not what I said.
What did you say? Both mahis or just one mahi?
Yeah,
I think I just said the one.
Okay, well, that was the confusion.
Yeah. No, she
because
heard
the fish is mahi mahi.
Well, whatever.
There's no ahi ahi
is tuna.
Yeah, she wasn't paying attention.
It wasn't ahi ahi
because it wasn't the first mistake that she made.
Ahi ahi.
I like a combination of the two. The mahi ahi.
I'll have the pot toast.
Yeah. She had a few other mistakes. And
it's confusing.
And I still tipped 20%, and I felt like I shouldn't have.
I do that all the time.
We go to this place all the time, but I shouldn't be expected to tip 20% because her service was crap.
No, you shouldn't be expected to pay anything. It's you do what you want. I always tip 20% even if the server was bad, just because I'm like, what if she's having a bad day? What if she's swamped? What if she's behind? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
What if she's, you know, completely distraught because she has hair on her chin?
On her chin.
Right.
That shit's messed up.
You know, she's not feeling very beautiful.
What if her boyfriend just dumped her?
Yeah.
I do. I think about all those things.
I'll have the ahi ahi nachos.
The ahi mahi.
The ahi mahi.
I didn't care. I just ate it. I was so hungry, and they were so late getting food there. I was like, it's fine. It's fine. I'll eat it. No
y'all
problem.
Eat out every night?
No.
How many nights a week y'all eat out?
Probably three. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. Three or four. Oh, it's nice. Too many. Too damn many. Now, we've had this conversation. We're eating out too much.
At
but
restaurants?
I mean, everybody always says if you just got two people, it's not, and you don't drink alcohol every time, then your bill's not going to be that much. I'm just talking about going out that much. You know, I'm be like, oh, yeah. I don't feel like going out.
Yeah, we eat out entirely too much.
I likes to stay in. Yeah, I don't know if y'all know that about me. I likes to stay in. Jody doesn't. Her ass was gone out to dinner last night. One of her friends.
Wednesday night.
I wish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see, what did we do?
She always out.
Like, last night was Wednesday? Yeah. We ate out on Sunday, and then we were home Monday, Tuesday, and then ate out last night. We'll eat at home tonight, home tomorrow, and probably eat out Saturday night.
Wow.
Y'all gonna eat, like, some Lucky Charms or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Churches.
You're exactly right.
I had a bowl of Lucky Charms for the first time in a long time the other day, because when my daughter was home, she was making these, she baked these cookies that had Lucky Charm marshmallows in them.
Okay.
And so whatever cereal was left, you know, I ate. And you know, Ace, it's not the same type of experience eating Lucky Charms these days the way the kids have them, like it was when we were kids. You don't have to watch over the marshmallows while you're eating it to make sure that you've got at least one left to go in the last bite of the cereal. I mean, they got plenty of marshmallows
really?
In now. Yeah. Like, we used to have to ration them. We would ration them through the bowl of Lucky Charms because we'd run out of them. They didn't have enough in there. These kids got it. They spoiled as hell today.
It was the same thing with Count Chocula. Yeah. To make sure they had to push the marshmallows over to save some for the last bite. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a dumb question. Will y'all do this? Because I've been, in my own mind, known to do this. You go out to eat, and say you have something you love. Steak, baked potato, whatever. Does it matter what the last bite is from the meal? Because it does to me. So if you see, like, Alexis, you're running out of steak. Okay, I'm going to eat this because I want the last bite needs to be, I want the last two bites to be this one piece of steak that I've got left. I'm going to cut it in half, and the last bite has to be steak.
I need to have a perfect bite every time. So I would leave a little bit of mashed potatoes to go with a little bit of steak for the last bite.
So, but I mean, but you would plan out, okay, the last bite has to be this or has to be that. Yep. Yeah. I always want the last bite to be the main thing of the entree.
Riggins, do you agree with me on this, that the people who say that about I have to have the perfect bite are the people who say they need a crunch?
Yeah, mostly women.
Yeah,
But yeah, a little dramatic.
Have a little crunch in.
I like
to have the perfect bite. Yeah.
Every bite needs to be the perfect bite.
Here's the exception, though. If I'm having fries or chips, then the fries or the chips are the last right. thing.
You know, because you got to have the perfect bite of chips, yeah. Alexis.
TJ.
I like every bite to be perfect.
Shut up.
So the perfect bite includes a little crunch.
It does.
That's why it takes her 7
it does.
Hours to eat scrambled eggs. I like everybody to be perfect.
It has to. I need a little bit of everything.
I've never thought about that, Ace, but the last bite thing, because usually whatever is last on my plate is not going to be the last bite, because I'm going to reach over and grab somebody else's fry. You know, there'll be something left sitting there, like from the appetizer plate that didn't get cleared away, and there's, you know, some more nachos left on it. I'm going to reach out and grab one of those. So there's no telling what my last bite will be.
Yeah, I want my last bite to be the main part of the entree. Again, unless there are fries, then I want to finish the burger or the sandwich and have the fries to kind of, because you can kind of talk and nibble on those as you go.
But that's a good point. You do bite.
A lot of times you don't reach for something else.
Shut up. I do.
I like every bite to be perfect.
I do. I need every bite to be flavorful, and I need to enjoy it every single time.
Well, if you're eating something that's not flavorful.
Why are you eating?
Yeah. I mean, why do you...
Sometimes people make unflavorful food.
What?
Unflavorful.
So how do you add the flavor to make that perfect bite?
How is anything unflavorable? Yeah. How is anything part of that's unfavorable part of a perfect bite?
For
that would mess up the bite. Yeah.
Well.
But it's good though that you strive for perfection.
I try.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little bit of chicken, a little bit of rice.
If it's not the perfect bite, say it's almost perfect, does it still touch your soul? Can it touch your soul, like you say, that food does, if it's not perfect?
It might just poke my soul.
Oh. All right. Can I poke your soul?
Yes.
Yes. But is it poking considered touching?
Yeah, but touching, when I think of touching my soul, it's like a feeling that stays there for a long time.
So you want it to grasp your soul.
Yeah. Poking is just like, that's good, but it could be better if I had the perfect bite.
I'm going to poke my soul.
Poke my soul.
I've heard that before. That's good, but it could be better.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any more questions?
With a little crunch.
And a crunch.
I like a little crunch.
I need a little crisp and a little crunch.
No, you don't understand. I have to have the perfect bite.
I have to.
That is very that's very dramatic. Though. Yeah. Oh my God.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.